this morning. The Word of God. Unconditional love. That's what we're going to be talking about. Christmas is all about love. But what kind of love? Unconditional. Now, y'all awake with me this morning, yes or no? Amen? Kevin, I'm going to have you turn me down just one smidgen. Not much, but just a little bit, because I can hear me loud. All right? Am I loud or what? A little bit? Oh, yeah, you said? What's wrong with you? Here we go. Unconditional love. Danny Jordan used to run the paint store, Benjamin Moore paint store, for about 15 years in Inglewood. The economy took a bad turn a few years back, and they want nobody buying no paint, especially Benjamin Moore paint. Because Benjamin Moore paint is what? And you can go where to buy your paint. I know it. Yes, you know it. So anyway, Danny also worked at an area ministry and was disillusioned with being involved in leadership. And he's a businessman that I knew. One Sunday, he showed up here in this audience. How many know Danny? I love Danny. How many love Danny? You just know Danny and love Danny. Yeah, I love Danny Jordan. Well, anyway, like I do, especially when I know somebody's in ministry, if they are discouraged in any way, shape, or form, I don't try to go get them for my church. Y'all understand? I'm more interested in them not becoming disheartened or disillusioned or, you know, not serving the Lord in the future. Y'all get where I'm coming from? Because anytime you're in the ministry, you're going to get hurt. Because you work with people, and people let you down. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Okay? It happens. Happens in the business place. Happens in your family. Why in the world would I expect it not to happen in family? You know, if it happens in family, won't it happen in church? It's reality. There's pain. You get let down. And that's how I felt about Danny. I didn't know. Just felt that way. So I started spending, I saw him, I said, I want to take you out to supper. This was years ago. So we went out to eat. No motive on my part whatsoever, other than to encourage him. Not even to encourage him to come to fellowship. Just to encourage him. Y'all get where I'm coming from. So I did that. And then it won't long, I started seeing him here on a regular basis. And I started befriending him and loving him. He's easy to love. Well, I could see it, and I didn't know if he could see it or not, but I started to see his life just get rebuilt and get more solid than I'd ever seen it in my whole life. And so we started having him serve with us and do things and heading our men's ministry, and then he also worked with the finance thing and led the class. I believe that now our leaders who run that, he was the teacher when y'all actually came to that first class. What am I saying? He fell on hard times with that paint store. It was rough. He tried to keep honoring God and live for God and do the right thing, even though it was hard. And I would pray for them. And he would put in applications. He was very educated and was a good man. He put in applications, different locations. Nobody's hiring. Long story short, he gets a job down in Louisiana. A company that's hooked to an oil company. They make fittings and parts and things like that. Boy, if there's a business you want to get into, that's the business. Amen? You know what I'm saying? In that area. And so he got a great job. Not just any job. He got the CFO job. Are you kidding me? Chief Financial Officer. And so he's also able to be back near his mama. His dad was real ill. His daddy died, and he was able to be back near family. And it was a good thing. Amen? I hated losing Danny. But I could see it all being the plan of God. Have I put you to sleep yet? Well, here's the point. He called me. He calls me all the time. He called me the other day. And as we were talking, I told him, I said, Danny, Boy, it's not easy building that thing built debt-free down there, brother. It's not easy. And we're talking a little bit, and he told me this. He said, Gary, Pastor Gary, he said, the way y'all love at Fellowship Church, brother, you're going to make it. Because love like that is hard to come by in this world. And he said, I am an example of your love. And part of who he is today and where he is today and his position he is today is because we loved him. We came into his life. We encouraged him. But I love that line. He said, love like that is hard to come by. And then he said this. He said, you love unconditionally. Now, I know that was a long story to get to this right here. That's where that came from. Danny Jordan. Do you hear me? Came from Danny Jordan. Unconditional love. Amen? Say. We build it here at Fellowship Church. We love Jesus and we love who? We love who? We love Jesus and we love who? People. I'm going to tell you something, church. Listen, that's what God built everything on. And if we do that, we will absolutely continue to succeed like we always have. Are y'all hearing me or not? I'd be an idiot to think anything otherwise. Are y'all listening or have I lost you this morning? You build what you do on unconditional love and you will succeed. Run your family that way. Are you hearing me today? Treat people that way. Love people that way. And people that don't want to be that way at Fellowship Church, I'm telling you, you don't really have a place in this church. Are you listening to me today? We're on a mission, a greater mission, to love our community. Are you hearing me today? That's who we are, because that's who... Are y'all hearing the preacher? Amen. Not trying to get on to anybody. This is what we're about. Amen. My mama, who was a drunk, now she's with Jesus. Okay, she's in heaven. But I think people just like my mama and this hell-raising teenage boy that was a handful ought to be able to come here and feel loved. Amen. You listening to me? Amen. All right? Rich, poor, high, low. But at the end of the day, we're just like KJ said. We all wealthy. Ain't we? Amen. So, unconditional love. Over the next few weeks, I want to talk about it. I've already ticked you off before we ever got going. Let's go with the message. Here we go. Unconditional love. I'll tell you what I did this week. Hello. Unconditional love. Say it with me like Tony the Tiger. It's great. Come on, one more time. Come on, church. Now we're rolling. Unconditional love is what Christmas is all about. It's, come on, great. Let's go with the message. Come on. You just keep clicking. I think he thinks I'm mad at him. The Christmas story is all about God desiring reconciliation with mankind whom He created. I want you to say that so you'll always know what Christmas is all about. The Christmas story is about God desiring reconciliation with mankind whom He created. That's what it's all about. It's all His plan. You didn't have a thing to do with it. It's all about God. Christmas. Jesus. The cross. Salvation. Forgiveness. Mercy. Grace. Peace. It's all because of Him. You understand? And we didn't have jack squat to do with it. Amen. Unconditional love. So, I'm in my office, and I thought, wow, it's Christmas. And I just started reading the Christmas story in each of the Gospels. Matthew. Then I go to Mark. Of course, I knew this stuff a little bit, but no, there ain't much about Christmas in Mark's book. Then I went to Luke. Ooh, Luke's the big heavy hitter on Christmas. Then John. Nah, not a lot there. But I read each one of them. And I was thinking about unconditional love. And I thought I'd just share with you what I was thinking and what I wrote down on my paper. Here we go. The Gospel of Matthew. So I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Not the whole book, just the beginning. The part right there at the beginning. And the Gospel of Matthew begins, say it with me, the great what? Of the generations of Jesus Christ. Look at it. So all the generations from Abraham to David, and they were listed earlier if you'll start at Matthew and read. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are how many? 14 generations. And from the carrying away from Babylon to Jesus Christ are how many generations? And you know what? I'm thinking about the unconditional love of God, and I'm thinking, what? How great His love is for me. He went into such great detail. Did y'all hear me? Say great detail. Great detail. For me. For me. For Gary Clark. For me. To know that this ain't just hocus pocus whatever mess. This is very carefully planned. Here's the names. Check it out. Bang, 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 bang. All the way through. The lineage of Jesus Christ. What great detail. So what great love God has for me. Do you hear me? So that's what I saw right there. Then I kept reading. Matthew continues as you read the Christmas story. This is just my word. Say it with me. With the great what? One more time. The great what? Of explaining to Joseph what in the world is going on. You know what? And that was for me. I'm part of this story. Listen, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise when as His mother, Mary was a spouse to Joseph. She was engaged to Joseph, but back in the day, she was like she was already married to him. That was the deal. Okay? Before they came together, before they had sex, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Well, that's an issue. Y'all got me, yes or no? This is an issue. Okay? Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, a good man, not willing to make her a public example, because that's what they would have done. If she had been cheating on him, would have made a public example of her, and she would have been what? Stoned. But him being a good man, he was going to put her away what? Privately. Well, this plan to get you and me saved and not going to hell, it wouldn't have panned out if God hadn't had this talk. Y'all understand? Say. So this is about Him loving me. Did you hear me? So He talks to Joseph. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary to be your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, say it with me, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be what? Fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and he took unto him Mary his wife. And he did not know her sexually till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Did you feel the great effort? I did. I'm sitting in my office. I'm thinking about God, how great your love is. The great detail. The great effort that you made so that I could be saved. So that this would all work out for me. Y'all hearing me? Wow. His love is great. By the way, a lot of people don't know what Jesus' name means. Jesus, the name Jesus means, say it with me, God saves. I don't want you to ever forget that. One more time. Jesus means God saves. So, I'm reading through my little Gospels. Here I go. And in Matthew, just right at the beginning, I saw the great detail and the great effort. It's what? Great! Come on! Y'all are with me today. Here we go. So I go to Gospel of Mark, and I already knew there's not much there about the Christmas story. The Gospel of Mark begins with the great what? John the Baptist, who would go before the Lord Jesus Christ and prepare the way for his ministry and redemption for mankind. But John the Baptist is about Christmas. That's part of the Christmas story. You can't have the Christmas story without John the Baptist and what happened there. Look at Mark. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my what? Before thy face, which shall prepare the way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Verse number 9. And it came to pass in those days when Jesus now is about 30 years old, that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan, and straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. But I want you to know what I saw. I saw that God loved me so much that he had a man named John that was before our Lord came on the scene. He made that way possible. But you know, guys, that's for you. That's how much God, the great messenger. Are you seeing this stuff is what? Unconditional love of God is what? It's? There you go. Come on. We're building a case. So I go to the Gospel of Luke. Am I boring you to tears? Okay. I go to the Gospel of Luke, and I'd never seen this before. I've read this thing back and forth, up and down. The Gospel of Luke begins with the great what? That these things concerning John the Baptist and indeed Christ our Lord are absolutely factual and true. What do I mean? Look at it. Here we go. Luke chapter 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. This, by the way, is written by Luke, who's a physician. Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were what? And ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. Verse 4. That thou mightest know, say it with me, the what? Of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. What's the point? God loves me so much, and he loves you so much, that he gave us a book, Luke, who's a doctor, who's very detail-oriented. He also wrote the book of Acts. And he writes a book just so you and I can be certain that these things are true. You listening? You ever heard somebody say, why do you believe in Jesus? How do you know if that's true? The Bible's written by a bunch of what? Men, how do you know it's true? We can have confidence in the Bible. Do you hear me? That's how much God loves me. God loves me that much. He wants me to have absolute confidence and know for certain, Gary Clark, when you read about my son and his birth, his death on the cross, his resurrection, you can absolutely have confidence in it and take it to the bank. See, that's love, isn't it? God didn't have to do any of this, guys. All that mess, I mean, listen, that generation stuff he had to go through, and you know them crazy people he had to work with, say, he did all that for me. And can you imagine sending an angel from heaven to talk about Joseph? Well, Joseph, he's all screwed up down there. Well, okay, we're going, you know what I mean? But he did that because he loves us. Amen? A doctor of all things to write the most detailed form of the Christmas story, just so you and I could have confidence in it. You listening to me or not? His love is great. Luke continues with the what? The what? Great care and tenderness shown to the young Virgin Mary. This is God showing his unconditional love for us. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused, engaged, or basically she's going to marry this guy, whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, hey, now would you watch this language? Hail, thou art highly favored. Look at this encouragement and tenderness. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. When she saw him, she was what? She was troubled at his saying. She was cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, say it with me, fear not, Mary. See the tenderness and the care? But maybe you just see that as God caring for her. Guys, he cared for her so you and I could live forever. He cared for her because he loves us. You got it? For thou hast found favor with God. And then just tenderly, behold, thou shalt conceive in your womb. You shall bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. The detail and the tenderness and the care he's showing her forever and ever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be? I'm just a young girl. I've never even had sex. That's what she said. And the angel said unto her, answered her and said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Very tenderly he's caring for her. The power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing that's going to be born of you shall, say it with me, the Son of God. And behold the tenderness again and the care. He helps her. He said, oh, and by the way, your cousin Elizabeth, she's also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Say that with me. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Guys, what I'm trying to tell you is if, as I'm reading my Bible, I'd always looked at these players in this story, and I never saw quite like I did this time. He did all that for me. Amen? What? This is great! It's incredible! Then Luke shows the great joy and the great news of the birth of the great Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. Keep looking. A couple of scriptures. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, to all people. Don't you love that? Say, amen, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So, are you feeling the love of God this morning? Yes or no? Well, God doesn't love me. He's picking on me. Are you kidding me? Read the Christmas story. Doesn't take that long. It's great, man. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and what? John. We're not doing the whole Bible, so hang on. The Gospel of John. So I go to John now. And it begins with the great what? Look at it. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. There's not a Christmas story here, but it is. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And then verse 14. Say that with me. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and... Are you feeling loved? Are you feeling loved by God? I mean, I'm forgetting now all I got on the screen. The great detail, the great effort, the great messenger, the great certainty, the great tenderness and the great care. You understand? The great joy, the great news, the great Savior, the great Word. All this for me. The Gospel of John continues with the great what? Light. Look at it. Verse 4. In Him was life, and the life was the
light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might what? This is all about us, guys. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light, because God loves you and God loves me. That was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. So you sing some more great stuff? Say, last one, I'm done. The Gospel of John finishes. If you're going to be hanging with a little Christmas part, Christmas portion, if there is one in John, it's right there at the beginning. It finishes with the great what? Power. I mean, God did all this. He loves us to pieces. He made all this plan come together because He loves us unconditionally. He's not trying to get anything out of us. He just stands with arms open wide and says, I love you. He puts His hand out to you and just asks you to place your hand in His hand. Receive His gift of love, of salvation. Now, if you don't want to receive it, you don't have to receive it. You receive it by believing it. Say that. I receive it by believing it. He stands arms open wide, hands stretched out. And back in the South, back in the day, maybe in where you come from as well, all over different places. Buddy, if we put our handshake on it, it was a sealed deal. Do you remember those days, yes or no? Well, there's God. He's wanting to seal the deal with you. He loves you to pieces. And I love this verse right here because He even gives you the power to do that. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that what? Believe on His name. Are you loved or what? Say. I want you to go through your Christmas now knowing I am absolutely loved. I don't care if this person don't love me and that person over there don't love me and then people way back young in my life didn't love me. I am loved by God. Amen. He stands with His hands outstretched, arms outstretched, reaching His hand down to you like this, going, I love you. Would you put your hand in mine? Would you receive my gift, my son? And let me go ahead and lift you on up. Amen? Even to them that believe on His name. Are you a believer in Christ today? Have you done that? Good. We ought to be able to say that. God's love for us is... Can we say it one time really loud? You did pretty good, church. Let's review. Here's your Christmas tree this year. It's God's gift to you. When you look at the Christmas story, it's all about Jesus. In Matthew, you'll see the great detail and the great effort that God made to show Him your love, to show your love that He has for you, His love that He has. In Mark, you'll see that He had a great messenger that paved the way for that message to go forth. When you go to the book of Luke, now that's the big one right there now, you'll see the great certainty that you can have confidence in this story. You'll see the great care and tenderness to Mary. You'll see the great joy. You'll hear the great news. And you'll meet the great Savior Jesus. And in the book of John, wow, what a great word. Amen. What a great word this is. The good news that we're loved. And the great light. You mean I can come alive? This darkness can have light? Absolutely. And He will even give you the great power to make it happen. Amen. That is Christmas. God's love for us is one more time. There we go. Can't quit without this one great verse. A great verse. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God's love is what? And it's also How do you like that? Is that a good God or what? Amen. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Come on. What a great God we have. What a great God you are. Hey.